Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here we go. Get ready to be blown away.
It's the Cat Named Mo Show. The only show of the bone that dares you to listen.
Yo, why you say that?
Because Mo don't give a f***.
Then I guess it's settled.
Which is very apparent if you listen to his show.
Show final hour on a Memorial Day weekend when we remember and pay our respects to the fallen. Are you going to be doing anything special, Dr. D. Respino, for Memorial Day?
Barbecue. Weekend?
Barbecue. That seems to be the go-to move.
Planning on some beach time, but does it not look good?
No, it doesn't. You know what? I love this. I love this kind of weather. I mean, I like the sunshine.
You don't go outside anyway.
This is true. This is true.
How would you know?
See, if you had an armor four, you would be able to lay in bed all day.
Can two men have an armor four?
Sure.
I mean, not a gay man, just straight men.
No. No. That can't happen.
What, like wow. You and Ben, like if you both bring each other's talent to the peak?
No, no.
No?
No, it has to be an intensely passionate love.
All right, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to lay around in bed with Ben, and we're not homosexual.
But what if it was in his mansion?
No.
Now I got that image in my mind for the rest of the weekend.
I can be bought, but not cheaply.
You asked.
Not cheaply, know, but he said he could be bought. So there's still.
Oh, anybody can be bought.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is. Listen to me. All right, listen to me. Listen, if somebody said that.
No.
All you had to do was kiss them and they'd give you $5 million. You wouldn't do that?
No.
Oh.
It would depend on who it was. No, I'm not kissing some nasty lips.
If a stranger said to you, I will give you $5 million, and it was being held by a third party, and all you had to do was kiss them for 5 seconds.
Where do I have to kiss them?
On the lips for 5 seconds. $5 million.
I might consider it. I would have to see who that person is.
No. Really? You, that's why you'd never be my armor four. Because I would have to slap you. I'd have to slap you. She's lying. Of course she would. She just doesn't want to admit that everybody can be bought.
Right. Whatever. Right?
Because I promise you.
But when you say it like that, I mean, nobody's going to pay me that just to kiss somebody.
Well, you have to question
wasn't
this
it a Demi Moore movie?
Yeah. There's only a million. Yeah. And the dude let him sleep with his wife.
And it was Woody Harrelson, right?
Yeah, he let him sleep with his wife for a million.
Hell yeah.
Okay, see, that I would never do.
No amount of money.
No amount of money am I going to sleep with some other person other than my boyfriend.
No. What about if Billy, or is that, if your boyfriend could sleep with another girl for
absolutely
one night for a million bucks?
Hold on, let me put
absolutely
it
this way. Absolutely
not. What if Drake offered you $10 million to sleep one night with him?
Nope.
Do you
not
realize
interested.
How much is your student debt again?
I don't care.
You bet the government cares. Let me tell you. Let me tell you again.
Listen, my morals and who I am matters to me more than that money.
Who you are is broke.
I'm so disappointed.
Let me be
in
broke.
You.
Let me be that broke.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Yeah, Jerrica.
No.
See, Jerrica's not ride or die.
No.
That's why you can't hang with her.
These morals.
I am just not in your way.
They're
so.
Just a big roadblock into your.
Absolutely.
You progressing in life.
Morals.
You need to lower your moral standard.
Who's got the time?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
All right, for Drake, for $10 million.
Listen, I love me some Drake, but no. Not going to happen.
I'd sleep with Drake for $10 million.
I'm sure you would.
Ben.
We'll talk about the stripper. You just said you would sleep with Drake for 10. What's your number to sleep with a guy?
To sleep with? I just told you $10 million.
$10 million.
Nah, baby, do it for five. What would define sleep with? How intense is the sex act?
You get to choose. Either you're a top, top or bottom.
Okay.
Pitching or catching.
You get to choose.
Okay, fine. Okay?
You do have to make mouth contact.
Right.
And you do have to perform the third base act.
What's the third base act?
Oh, really?
I don't know about bases. Okay. I have
no idea.
I'm
not a baseball fan either. I don't understand.
It's all
that.
Under these.
So what's
Ben,
the,
you've
what,
given it some consideration here, man. You got awful details.
What is the act, the furthest you can go act without having intercourse?
Oh, so okay. You're talking about yes. That. Okay. So I have to do that,
yes.
Too?
Yes, you do.
The fact
give
that you're considering
and,
it.
Give
is
and
the,
receive.
What? So how many times are we doing it? This seems like an awful list.
5 mil each.
five mil per act.
So, per act.
So it's that you have to perform that act.
Right.
You can choose whether you're a pitcher or catcher.
Right.
But there has to be some sort of.
Intercourse? Okay, I get
it. Unlimited vodka.
Yeah. What's the number? And we'll make it a semi attractive guy. It won't be like, you know,
Drake.
Won't be like Donald
I don't think
Trump.
Drake's attractive.
Okay, well, whatever. David Bowie.
David Bowie do for free.
Absolutely. I pay him.
All right. So what's the number? Seriously.
$2 million? $2 million? $2 million is to have sex with a guy.
Yeah.
Well, I might consider it. Listen.
Let me tell you.
Hold on. This is what I would say to Jerrica, because Jerrica's young, and she's she doesn't understand.
Thank you.
You're not that young, honey. All right. Sex devoid of any emotion is as meaningful as a handshake. So what do you care?
Okay, that's your opinion. Because sex to me,
I know it's my opinion. I just said it.
Not what you just
said. No, I said sex devoid of any emotion.
Right, but
I didn't just say sex.
Right, but I can't do that.
You can't have sex devoid of emotion.
This is the difference between men and women.
No.
Yeah.
They can't separate the two.
Have you? I think I've. Have you been with anybody but Billy?
Yeah.
She's been with two people.
One other person.
Yeah. I mean, I've had, you know, obviously if I wanted to, I could have when I was single, but that's just not my thing.
No, obviously.
Now, what if you were single, if Billy was out of the picture?
Right.
10 mil. For one night.
No. That it doesn't it's not the
million
okay,
dollars.
Drake. We're talking
guys,
Drake.
It's not the point that I'm with somebody. That's not the point. It's just me, myself. Those are my morals. That's who I am. I can't.
Well, who is that
again? We're talking 10 million morals.
Cash
right
money, tax
I don't
10
care.
Million morals.
Yeah.
You go from a kiss, okay, maybe consider it depending on, I don't know. But you, when you talk about sex
ain't
to
nobody
me, that
five
is
mil for a
different.
What,
that is what
if,
an intimate
what if,
thing.
What,
that
if
is,
you, what if you could keep a paper bag over your head so you don't have to look him in the face?
No. Not the one.
Ben, how much would it take you to sleep with a guy?
Nothing.
No. No, wouldn't even consider it. Never.
You see, so how you feel about that is how I feel about myself. The question that you're asking me, that's how I feel.
No. But
yes, it is.
But I'm asking him something against his sexuality, his inclination, his
but
sexual
But either way,
inclination.
You're asking me something against my morals.
Would I sleep, how much would it cost me to sleep with a girl?
Okay, but that's...
$1,000?
There you go.
Okay, see...
So don't compare Jerrica? My morals to your morals.
How much?
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. Your
morals are
completely different.
Jerrica, how much for you to sleep with a girl?
There's a good question.
Yeah.
No,
Dr. D with the great questions. C4Image.com, by the way.
Do you differentiate the
two? Yeah.
Would you? So there is
$10 million.
No, because again, that's not
a
no,
really
that's,
pretty. A really pretty girl.
It doesn't matter
girl.
If it's a girl. If
what
it's
if
a
was,
boy.
What
if I'm
it was
single,
what if it was
Selena?
Somebody. Selena back in the heyday when she was alive.
No.
Or what about it when she's dead?
No.
Listen.
Mm-mm.
How much to give Drake?
No much.
How much to give Drake a handy?
Oh my God. I can't even right now. This is
how much to talk into his mic.
Yeah, exactly.
How much?
I gotta remember that one.
Come on, Jerrica.
I am a lady, and that is not what I stand for. That's all I'm gonna say.
You could be a very rich lady.
I don't envy Billy.
Listen, Billy's being taken care of. You don't worry about him.
Hey, I ain't worried about Billy.
Selling myself for that, pretty much.
Okay, let me
ask you
a question.
That's what it is. You're basically
you care about
money.
Your man, right?
Yeah.
And you love your man.
Yeah, and he cares about me, so he would never ask me to do that.
However, let the man talk.
Let me get my question out.
Okay.
He came to you. And he, I guess it's that Woody Harrelson movie scenario. And he said, honey, someone offered me $5 million because they want to sleep with you. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with you doing it. This will change our lives. Will you do it?
I would punch him in the face.
But then would you do it?
No, absolutely not. Because if I'm with you and you're the person that I chose to be my soulmate and you even considered that idea, that right there just shows me who you are.
It's a game changer for you.
Let's take a step back, Jerrica. What if Billy came to you and said, Jerrica, I'd like a three-way. And you get $10 million at the same time.
I don't want to share. I'm not interested.
But that's not compromising your morals.
No, it is because that's not what I stand for. That's not what I believe.
You're making your man happy?
Yeah.
No.
You get $10
million
out of it.
Listen, if he's not happy with me, then we don't need to be together.
Wow, you are selfish. Really? You are so selfish.
He wouldn't ask for that.
What about his feelings? What about Billy's
I consider his feelings all the time.
So what if he says he wants a third person?
But he wouldn't.
But what if he did?
And your future life together is done.
No, because now you're asking me to change who I am for your benefit, and that's not okay with me.
Isn't that what about being in relationships?
Yeah, compromise.
No, that's a different kind of compromise.
Do you think that Ben wants to eat his wife's cooking every night?
My wife's what?
Cooking.
Okay.
I thought it was cookie also.
I know. Okay. My wife's cooking every day.
I will.
Okay. Okay. So this is relationships are about compromise.
Yes, they are.
They're
but
give and take. What are you going to give?
Listen, I give my love and.
I mean, nobody wants that.
Everything that he asked for, other than that, and he would have never asked me that.
Let me ask something, Ben. How long could you be in a relationship with a girl like Jerrica? Be honest.
I respect
with a girl. Hold on, with a girl like Jerrica, what does that mean?
You know exactly what it means.
With a girl like
she's a little too innocent for me.
A woman like Jerrica.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad thing.
No,
it's just not. Fine. It's not.
You're saying innocent when you want to say she's a little too uppity, too bougie.
Listen, just because I don't talk about my business or
you ain't got no business.
Your business is boring. You said innocent.
You wanted to say she's a little too boring for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we're not together.
No. I don't mean. I'm sure you're Puerto Rican. You're Latin, so I'm sure inside the bedroom with just you and Billy that you're not boring.
No, I think she is.
You think she is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cute and all that you guys have this opinion of how I am in bed, but
dude, she's been with two guys.
That's what I'm saying.
And one was probably in her, like, he was a
maybe
teenager.
Maybe boring was the wrong word.
Yeah, she ain't been
inexperienced.
Ain't nobody hit it right.
Oh.
Or if they did, she wouldn't know.
She wouldn't know.
Right.
She wouldn't know. She that.
Wow. I can't even believe this is happening right now. You guys are disgusting.
You know it.
See, okay, I can't even get into this conversation.
But you have to.
Yeah.
Because you need some explaining.
Yes.
I don't have to explain anything. I don't even know what I'm trying to. What am I supposed to be explaining?
Okay, in bed.
Yeah.
Are you aggressive?
Oh, my God. I'm not answering these questions.
See? That's enough.
Boring.
That's
and
enough.
I really hope that my parents are not listening.
Do you make him keep the lights off?
How about his socks? Does he have his socks on?
He's got to keep the lights off and the socks on.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real. Raw. Radio. The Cat Named Mo Show. Keep saying he sucks. He's on three shows. You're sucking him right to the top.
Welcome back, Cat Named Mo Show.
Now that I understand this right, let me take it to the mic. This revolution has just begun.
Just about 30 minutes left.
Now that I understand this right, let me take it to the mic. This revolution has just begun.
Walking on the road with my liquor gun,
co-host, Jerrica. Ben Swig from the Migs and Swig Show. We've got Dr. D. Raspino in with us. He's the head of the Centers for Men's Health, C4MH.com. You hear me singing about it and talking about it all the time. If you are feeling sluggish, you are not getting the results you need in the gym and or the bedroom, it could be low testosterone. $45 gets you a doctor's consult and a blood test. I said $45. Doctor's consult and blood test. If your testosterone is low, two shots a month. That's it. No appointment necessary. Two shots a month to get your testosterone back up to man code. We lose it all as we get older. No shame in it. Centers for Men's Health. I've known Dr. D for quite some time. I stand by it. Go see the man. Women, if your man's having issues, then you might want to call for him or just take that online survey as well. Once again, that is C4MH.com. It's an easily fixable solution, so do it.
Up on my earth, deep on my rock, walking down the road with my soul in my hand, deep on my toes, top on my spine.
All right, Swig, let's get this stripper story out of the way. You thought I forgot, didn't you? I did. I literally did. I know. All right.
All right. So.
What was her stripper name? Let's get to the start of that.
Stripper name was actually the same name as her real name.
Oh, okay.
Because she has sort of an exotic name, which is Sita.
Ooh. What was she?
I called her C-Note.
That's what she brought home. We get it. We're not dummies. What was her ethnicity with a name like Sita?
She was, I forget her exact nationality. She had a little exotic look, but she wasn't from an exotic place.
Was she an American?
What does that mean? I mean, Native American?
No. Born in America.
She was born in America, but she's not Native American. I mean, was from, I think, somewhere in Europe.
Okay. All right.
So the classic story
boy meets stripper.
No, of all of the interactions with my family is my 90-year-old great aunt. From Boston.
Right.
Comes out to California. We're sitting in, I think, Napa somewhere, and having lunch, and my 90-year-old aunt looks at Sita and goes, "Oh, what do you do, honey?" And she goes, "I am a dancer." And my great aunt goes, "Oh, classical, modern?"
Nice.
And goes through all these things.
Whispering, "Shut up, whore, shut up."
I'm just sitting there just going, "This is not going to end well." And she goes, "No, actually, I'm an exotic dancer." And my great aunt goes, "Oh." Just like that, she goes, "Oh, isn't that special?"
Now, let me ask you something. Did she just not care? Why wouldn't she kind of conceal that, or did you not care?
She was unapologetic about it.
You know what? I can respect that.
Now, the interesting thing is when you were talking about—
Dr. D. Raspino.
Dr. D. Raspino was talking about a dancer working for him. So she wanted to get out, obviously, and she wanted to be an interior designer. So my mom had some connections and got her a job. And she goes from making, this is in 1995, she goes to making about $150 a year cash to an internship at a interior designer gallery, basically being a receptionist for $6.50 an hour.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
It's not. It's a trap.
That's no bueno.
It's a trap.
Well, it's not a trap, but.
It's a trap in the sense that you can't go from making that much money to then scraping by on minimum wage.
You can. I wouldn't say you can, but I understand
fair
what
enough.
Your
fair
point
enough.
Is.
Fair enough. It is very, very difficult.
It's a difficult choice to make.
And I would imagine that the vast majority of them, like in the 90%, couldn't make that jump because money is as addictive as some drugs. And when you're accustomed to a certain lifestyle, to all of a sudden not have it.
I get it.
Now, if you're smart about it, which I don't think that there's a lot. Not smart, but it could be a tool to get to you know, point B, right? It could be a vehicle to get your education, to, get a house or and save some money.
Right.
Unfortunately, I don't think that a lot of women are able to do
that. But your girl probably was she was thinking the short game, not the long game, because there'll be a point, and she may have already reached it, where she's not making that kind of money, and now the connection that she had with you to get into a design house that probably could have, had she had the patience to stay there, been a nice career.
But see, that's the thing, and that's why it's a lot like a drug in the sense that, yeah, it takes time. Okay. And, you know, dancing doesn't take time to go make $150,000 a year. You do that the first night you walk in there. No. So it's not, you know, it's that instant gratification thing. Yeah, she could have and stuck it out. But in the back of her head, she's like, got her first paycheck. She's like, I make this in an hour, you know. So, I don't know. It was just a bad.
Where did you meet her? In the strip club?
No, I met her somewhere else. That we both attended to get our lives back on.
Oh, a sober house?
Well, not sober house, but a meeting.
Don't they caution?
A meeting.
But don't they caution you guys to not go out with you guys?
Well, no, not caution. There is a thing that says you're not supposed to get in a relationship in the first year.
Right.
So, of course, at 90 days sober, not only did I get a relationship, but I got in a relationship with a stripper.
Yeah.
Talking about trying to test your newly formed sobriety and all that. I mean, think about it. I'm 90 days sober. My girlfriend is out every night in the strip club doing God knows what. I'm sitting at home, you know, just going out of my mind.
I couldn't be in a relationship with a stripper and not do drugs. Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Dr. D? That's like getting a Jeep and not putting a lift kit on it. Why get a Jeep?
How do you compare that to your Jeep?
Is that a bad analogy?
Yeah, that wasn't your best.
It takes an incredibly strong person to get into that lifestyle and get out of it. I'm
going
to do this for 3 years and get out because, like you said, like Ben said, it's that money and you can't go from one to the other.
Right.
Now, the opposite way, suppose you were like working at a restaurant, had a gig with a radio talk show, something like that. Then you could go to be a stripper and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
Now, like when you saw her in the meeting, did you immediately go, holies?
Yeah. And
she was how on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot?
She was like, 7, 8. I mean, she was gorgeous. She was.
Why are you saying 7 then? If she was gorgeous,
his wife's listening.
She doesn't care. But I don't want to go around saying that she was a 10. I mean, she was a good looking woman.
Oh, but was she better than a 7? Give me what she was.
What do you think Nadia is?
Nadia is a 10.
Okay, she was like an 8.
Yeah.
Your wife is smoking hot.
Hot. What do you think Nadia is?
I mean, Nadia is off the charts. She's higher than.
She looks like a young Salma Hayek to me.
So the funny thing is, so they tell you not to get in a relationship in the first year of getting sober. But at the time, Sita was, I think, 3 years older than I was. Mm-hmm. But she had 7 years of sobriety. And the other thing is,
why was she still going after 7 years?
I don't know.
Damn.
You're not really supposed to pick up on newcomers.
Newbies.
Yeah. And she just swooped me up.
Let me ask something. How was the sex? When you can't drink or do drugs, you don't. It just like heightens your sexual activity, right? Because that's all you got.
That's all you got left.
So might as well go balls to the wall.
The sex was good. The sex was good to begin with. And then I think, I had a first.
It was good in the beginning, you said.
I had a first front row seat to the world of. Now, not all of. I don't think I'm not putting them all dancers in a box.
Right.
But she was screwed up. I mean, she would come home from work and not want any contact.
She would withdraw.
She would withdraw. There was no sex when she came home from work.
Oh, really? So any night she was stripping.
Yeah, she's been touched by men for.
I couldn't deal with that. I don't know that I can handle that.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah. I don't think every stripper is like that. Maybe they are. I don't know. I've never stripped.
And then we're driving.
Would that piss you off?
Well, so
let me ask something. What if you pulled out the wallet and started making it rain? Would you have sex then?
Oh my gosh, she probably would punch you.
How much is it going to cost me?
I'm just asking the questions people want to hear.
Oh, that's sad.
But even when she did in the beginning.
Listen, there are women that don't strip that come home from work and don't want to be touched by their so.
Yeah, this is true. But even like in the beginning, you know, when you're having sex every day, every hour, every minute, we would have sex, you know, when she'd come home from work or whatever. And it was just in the back of my head, it wasn't very exciting to me. Because you're just thinking about like
her not wanting it, really,
or not wanting, or so, like what she did at work, and then
so you were judging her while you were having sex with her?
I wasn't judging her. It's just in the back of your mind.
What's in the back of your mind?
At least of what she was doing 2 hours ago with some other guy.
Right, but that would when you,
but you
were in a
that.
Relationship with her. Exactly, you knew what it was. What it was going to be.
I know. Here's where it all came to a head.
You're
though.
A bastard.
See, judges?
Here's where it all came to.
Judgmental prick.
We went away to Lake Tahoe for a weekend, and on the way home,
you took a stripper to a place called with the word hoe in it.
Lake Tahoe.
You insensitive bastard.
Lake Tahoe.
That is good. That was very sharp.
So on the way back, she proceeds to tell me she has to come clean on something.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here we go to pause. We're going to go out with this story. We'll be back. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.